ABC Radio Australia.
The best the Fijian Drua can hope for now is a win over the Reds in their final match of the home and away season, a result that would see them end up ninth on the ladder. There'll be disappointment in the camp over their failure to make the finals for what would have been their third season in a row, but there'll still be cause for celebration when the team take to the field in Brisbane tomorrow. Co-captain Tevita Ikanivere and lock forward Isoa Nasilasila will become the first players to have made 50 Super Rugby appearances for the Drua. Born and brought up in Sydney, at one point, Nasilasila had ambitions to play Super Rugby for an Australian team. But as he told the boys from Nijan Footy, when the Drua came into being, he decided to follow his heritage and went on to make his debut for the Fijian side against the Waratahs.
It was good because it was in Sydney too, and all my family came over. It was all the church family, all my extended family. It was surreal because, yeah, they would always watch my games playing for Southern Districts and Eastwood, and yeah, just running out at Parramatta. It was at Para against the Waratahs. It was just it was real surreal. I always say it's surreal, but like I just couldn't believe it at that moment. Yeah, just seeing all my family in the crowd, and then playing against players that you watch for ages, and I still can't explain it. Still pinching myself, I guess.
How was it for your family watching you? And I know it's the Fly Fijians, but you're representing Fiji on that field at that very moment. How was it for your family watching their son run around in Drua colours for the very first time and living out his dream?
No, it was good because I think they were real proud that moment, just seeing how hard my whole family's worked just for me to get there. How hard I've worked, but my family's, they've done just as big of a job of supporting me. So, as much as their debut as it was mine, there's some tears there, and they all came to the capping back at the hotel, and it was good, just a good day, good night.
So you've been a part of the Drua since day one, and you're about to take on your 50th cap for the club. And when you fast forward from when you first started, how much does it mean to wear that jersey 50 games?
I think it still shocks me. It's coming up to 50 now, but I think just taking the same mindset as I did at the start of my campaign, just trying to be grateful for every game that I play, because I see, a lot of players, they come and go, but their seasons, careers end here and there, and, just always trying to be grateful and, play as many games as I can.
What has been one of your favourite games and victories for the Drua?
Definitely the first Crusaders win in Lotoka. Just a lot of grinding, it's just back and forth the whole time, and then they made a comeback at the end, and then got the kick at the end to win the game. Just roller coaster. But I'd say the Crusaders win.
Went off. Kemu Valentini, unreal.
Yeah.
Loved being there for that moment, and the crowd going off. Always hear, Mesake and they're talking about it's Fiji's team. It's Fiji's team. They're best fans in the world. Now, what is it like going around the streets every single day and being known as the rock stars in Fiji?
That's good. It's, especially when kids come, you see how much of an impact you have in their lives and how much of an impact how much they look up to you. So it's nice. Sometimes, it gets a lot. They just walking around with your missus and people come flooding. Oh, can I get a photo? Can you get a photo? But then, you sort of have to take the photo. But yeah, it's nice. It's different. It was definitely a shock that first season, but you sort of get used to it.